So we're talking about values and how values are important to your life overall, in that knowing what your values are, when you live your life according to those, you're going to feel fulfilled and rewarded, right?
Okay.
So the first thing that we want to do, and this is in the workbook, is we identify personal values first, and then define career values from that. Because what I find for people is values are, they're bigger than your career. You know, they're how you want to live your life. But if you can have a job that is aligned with some of those values, then it makes sense that that job would be fulfilling and rewarding for you, right?
Yes.
So we start with the personal ones just because it's easier to define those anyway. And those are like that's the first list that we use in order to then say, okay, out of these values, which ones are career related? So this is what we want to do. So just keep in mind that, you know, values are your guidepost to fulfillment, and we're looking at things that are really deeply meaningful and rewarding. And so what I want you to think about for me right now is think of a peak experience in your life, okay? And what I mean by that is it's a time in your life when you felt great, when things were like falling into place for you. It could be personal, it could be professional, it doesn't matter. And it could be a moment in time, or it could be a period of time. That doesn't matter either.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is think of that time. Do you have something in mind yet?
No, I'm struggling a bit.
Okay, that's okay. So some examples that people will give me, this is not about like, I was Mother Teresa and fed the poor, or I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. It's about like times when you felt great that just meant something to you. And they could big or small. Like I've had people say, oh, my senior year in high school was so great. Or they were the editor of a journal or, you know, something in college, and that was fun for them.
Okay.
That's what we're looking for. It doesn't have to be this, whoa, like, you know.
Right.
Hugely intense thing.
Yeah, I don't know if this is going to work. This is more personal, I think, though.
That's okay. We can pull out values from almost any peak experience.
It was when I was, I just felt really good, and, you know, on top of the world, I was when I was in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about 15 years old.
Okay.
So it was a little while ago, but I don't know why. Just, you know, just everything coming, when I came back from there, I just kind of felt, you know, really good. And I just felt like things were more aligned back then, you know.
Yeah. Okay, well, so here's, I'm going to interrupt you. Here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
I want you to go back in your mind, like go back to that time as best as you can right now.
Okay.
And remember what it was like to be there, and even afterwards, remember what it was like feel the feelings that you felt when you were there. And then, one more thing, sorry.
No, go ahead.
And think for me about what was really cool about it for you. Like, you less about the details and more about, like you said, I felt more aligned.
It might have been the fact that I was getting my license and,
Your driver's license?
Right, exactly.
Okay, and what was cool about that for you? Is it like freedom?
It's kind of just growing up, I guess, you know, and just, experiencing some really, really cool things out there and seeing a bunch of, you know, meeting some really, really good people and just experiencing them together, I guess.
Yeah, so, okay, hold on. All right, so think more about being there. And what else was cool about it for you? Like, was it anything like you felt alive or?
Totally, absolutely. And, you know, just being around family and kind of getting to see where my family came from, and you know, I don't really know.
You're doing great. You're doing great. You're giving me stuff.
And you know, maybe just having the same, you know, camaraderie with you know, kids just, you know, my age that were just like me, you know, because I'm half Greek, so you know, there was, you know, some other half Greeks, and you know what I mean, and just kind of, you know, kind of is kind of common, I guess, within that group, you know.
Yep. Okay, good.
I don't know really where we're going with this, but.
Yeah, that's okay. You're giving me good stuff.
Am
so,
I?
Yeah.
Good. Yep. Good.
So I'll tell you. Okay. So what I want to do together here, and this is just one of the ways to identify values. There are other ways in the workbook that we can talk about and you can look at for homework too. But what we want to do here right now is I'm going to tell you the things that I heard, like some of the keywords or themes that I heard from what you said, and I want you to help me define what might be a value for you, and we're going to make a list.
Okay.
Okay.
And where do you want to put this list anywhere?
There's
going on one of these?
Yeah, just, you can put it anywhere. There's a place, I think, to do it in the workbook, but if you don't have that in front of you, that's okay, too.
My ideal personal values. Okay.
Yeah, we're on the personal. We're looking at personal first.
Okay.
So, and we're going to have to play around with this a little bit. Like, we're not going to, I want you to name them the word that makes the most sense for you, and you may need to change them even for homework, and that's fine. So this is kind of like a draft list. Okay. So the first thing that I heard was you said I felt like I was more aligned or things felt more aligned. So there's something about like things are aligned or balanced for you or kind of in the flow.
Right. I think that's, you know what? I think it is more so aligned. And when I say aligned, I think it has to do with, I feel like I have fallen behind at this point, kind of.
Yeah.
And at that point, I didn't feel behind.
So aligned and like, I mean, maybe the word is aligned, and that's all we need to say.
Right.
Like aligned, like in like things are in place or something.
Right. Things are kind of in place and.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's put down aligned / things in place, and you can play with that a little bit if you need to change it.
Okay.
Okay. So the next thing I heard was, you know, you talked about getting your license and growing up and all of that, but you focused for a second on, like, experiencing new things. Like, you were getting out there in the world and learning and experiencing new things.
Right. Like, you know, more specifically, like, you know, go to monasteries and learn about the stories behind each one and, you know, stuff like that.
That's cool. So learning and experiencing new things, maybe?
Yeah.
You sound unsure.
No, I think experiencing new things, and, yeah.
Okay. Well, and I bring up the learning because just a moment ago you were talking about that newsletter that you get. And how, you know, he's given you, like, kind of life lessons or whatever, what he learned. So
right.
It sounds like there's some value of learning.
Right, absolutely. You're absolutely right.
So maybe we need to separate the two, actually. So maybe there's aligned, experiencing new things, and learning would be a third one.
Okay.
This is kind of one of the tricky things about values is sometimes it's easy to collapse them because they're so interrelated.
Right.
So we got to be careful of trying to pull out the things that really do seem like, no, this is a separate, unique value.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely value, you know, being knowledgeable about things, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that goes back to, like, being the expert or being responsible that we had talked about on your Gotta Have list.
Right.
Or maybe it's on your Would Be Nice. But either way, that's part of the deal. Okay. All right, so experiencing new things and learning. Then I heard new people, like you liked and seem like you still do, meeting new people.
Yeah, I sure do.
And it sounds to me like that's part of why this whole restaurant idea is appealing. You know, it's like it's a people type of thing. And like why sales might have been appealing if it's out there working with people.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you could kind of see how when we talked about, like, the golf sales, that's new people all the time, you know?
Right.
Good right. work. So, new people.
Meeting new people.
Mm-hmm. Then, okay, experiences we covered. Then you had talked about, but I said this, so we have to be careful here if I'm putting words in your mouth, about feeling alive.
Yeah, no, I definitely, I can agree with that.
That sounds like a value to you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sure does.
Let's put that one down. You're doing great. See, there's a ton of stuff here, right?
Yeah.
It's funny because people say that. They're like, blah, blah, blah. Okay, what is this? You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so feel alive. And then I heard two more possibilities. One was family and heritage value. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. They could be combined. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Family.
I think family and heritage.
Okay, so let's put that as one. It's because it seems important to you.
It is. It is. Yeah.
Okay. And then the last one I heard was community, like camaraderie or community, because this was where you had talked about the commonalities
mm-hmm.
with you and those other people. And so it gives me the sense that, like, there's a value of, hey, I want to feel like I belong to a community or something, know people that are similar to me. Or
Right, exactly.
Okay, what do you want to call it, community maybe?
I think, yeah, but I'm going to put camaraderie too with it.
Okay, good. That's what I'll circle then. It keeps, it makes me think of that TV show that's on now, Community. It's so goofy.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. I'm not sure it's worth it. to be honest. Okay, so let me just think here for 1 second. Okay, so what I have is aligned, experiencing new things, learning, meeting new people, felt alive, family/heritage, and camaraderie/community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so look at these. Do these seem like they would be values for you?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think we got a lot out of that.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah.
Nice work, see?
Well done.
So, just give me a second, because what we want to do, okay, yeah, let's do this. There may be more values, and part of what I want you to be thinking about for homework is I want you to complete this section 3, and I want you to see if there are any more values that you can come up with. We're not looking for a list of 20, because that's pretty overwhelming.
Okay.
But just to see if there's anything else, like there may be a value, like with this whole sports, you know, theme and how that competition is exciting for you, there may be a value of the competition,
mm-hmm.
versus competition, because you talked about, too, having incentive for working hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of competitive also. So that's just to give you a flavor of there may be a couple more we want to add to the list.
So we just kind of want to work through, 23 through 27 then?
Yeah, do the whole section, section
whole
3.
Section.
Yeah.
And then prioritize them.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be tough.
Well, so let me tell you, let me help you with this part, because you can do some of the other ones on your own, I think. So the first thing about prioritizing is it's tough, and people usually hate that. They're like, do I have to? How do I do that? You just have to think about, like, okay, if you went to a desert island and you could only take two of them, which would be the ones? Just force yourself to prioritize.
Okay.
I hear you. And you'll be able to do it. Everybody always is, even though they moan about it at the beginning. And then there's another exercise with the personal ones about how you're ranking them according to how well you're doing with them right now. But what I want to talk about right now before we start to wrap up for today is career values and how we start to pull them out of these.
Okay.
So look at your list that you came up with already, okay? And what we want to do here is look and see which values, you know, I really want to have these honored in a job. And the way you figure this out is kind of like thinking about, okay, what values are that important that I really want to be able to do it at work in some way.
Okay.
Or that, you know, it wouldn't take the fun out of it, that kind of thing that we talked about. So just take a look at this list. And are there any values you see here that are like, you know what? Yeah, I want to feel alive in my work.
Okay.
Or I want to be able to meet new people on a regular basis. If I was stuck in an office and I wasn't meeting new people, that would be bad.
Right.
So tell me what you think so far.
Experiencing new things.
Okay.
And then I also think that, learning and being, you know, knowledgeable on subjects, I think that's what I would want at my job.
Okay. So we've got two. Any other ones you can think of?
You know, meeting new people, too. Just because, I mean, I would really hate it if I had to go to work and not never see anybody different except the same yo-yos I work with every day.
Yeah. So here's the thing, is that is unique to you. Like, what people tend to tell me as they're doing this work is they're like, well, doesn't everybody say that? Doesn't everybody want to meet new people? Mm-mm. My husband, no way. He's so introverted. He's not interested in meeting new people.
Fine with the people around him, which is great too. You know, I wish I could meet some people that I enjoyed that much. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, well, so this is the thing, like that it's unique. What you're saying is unique to you. Okay.
Right. Right.
So, for example, meeting new people, experiencing new things, and learning and, you know, being knowledgeable, those are going to be career values for you. Do you see how that works?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So the next thing that we need to do, and this is, you know, this is in the workbook again, but is to define what that means. Just like we did with the gotta have and would be nice, the likes and dislikes, we want to be as specific as possible. So with meeting new people, as an example, we need to flesh that out a little bit more and say, I'm meeting new people every single day. Or, no, it doesn't have to be that intense. It could be, as long as I'm meeting some new people and, like, every week and I'm out of the office, I'm going to be happy.
Right. Or it could mean I need to travel with my career.
Yep, that's it, too.
Meeting new people all the time.
Yep, that's it, too. See, that's the deal. So that's exactly how you want to think about each of these career values. You want to clearly define what it means. Same with the learning, same with the experiencing new things.
Okay.
Because there's a difference. You know, there's a difference between I want to learn every single day and have challenges thrown at me left and right versus, no, I want to be able to learn something new at least, you know, like once a month and be able to learn about people as well as about a new product or, you know, whatever it is.
Okay.
So the more specific you can get, the better. Does that help?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I will be able to complete the task.
I think that you will too. So is this helpful overall? So if we start to close things out for today, like, interesting? Was this good?
Yeah, absolutely. I like this. I think once I go through this and put a few hours into really looking at this, I think that it's going to be even better. It kind of just seems like we're narrowing down things, you know?
Good. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Good.
Right. So.
I mean, I know you know that. So,
right.
But it's always good when you get that validation, like, oh, my God.
Right. Takes time, though, right?
Yeah.
So.
Cool. So this is our third call for this month, and I was hesitating because I'm having trouble with my calendar. Like, we can go ahead and decide, oh, no, here, it's working again. Okay, so here's the deal. You're going to have a couple of weeks off.
Okay.
Because we've got three calls each month, remember?
Oh, okay.
And this is our third call for March.
All right.
Yes, it is. So you're going to have a couple weeks off. So here's the deal. If you want to go forward past the values in the workbook, feel free.
Okay.
You can keep going. You can do section number four and just, you know, keep going with it. And send me stuff in the meantime if you want, and I'll respond to you and give you thoughts or ideas. It's up to you.
Okay.
Okay. So the next time we would talk is April 6th. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, do you need me to do anything to help hold you accountable during this time?
No, I don't think so. I'm gonna work through this values part and just kind of dabble into the next section probably, and kind of just go from there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And then also, you know, I think that it'll be fun to go on that site, that Onet.
Yeah, you'll like that. It's pretty cool. I mean, you're going to get some crap that you're not interested in, you know?
Right, I'm sure.
It's going to be a mixed bag, but it is really helpful for people, and it's cool to start brainstorming ideas. So, like, the whole golf and sales with golf and all that, go to town on that and see what you find out, too.
Yeah, for sure. I'll have to hit that up for sure, so.
Okay. Your brother asked me to check in with you at the end of, you know, our first month, so I'm just going to, with your permission, I'm just going to check in, say things are going well, you're getting value. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. yeah, me and Scott talked about it on Sunday. And
oh, you did? Okay, good.
Yeah, just a couple of things, like how's it going and stuff. And I think it's going pretty well. So.
Okay, cool. Groovy.
Cool.
All right, so remember that part of the deal is if you need me in the meantime, I'm here. Like, so if you tell the restaurant, you know, the deal and they flip out and you need to talk, that's part of our deal. So just call me.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
All right, have fun in Boston.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye.